News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Matt Cotrillo's not in the newsroom. He's enjoying breakfast in the lunchroom right now, but he'll be clackety-clacking on the computer. He is monitoring traffic. So far, so good around here. Rob Center is our fabulous producer. Well, if it is December, it must be time for Janelle Weaver to come back. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
Janelle Weaver of the Mifflinburg area. She happens to be a nurse at Geisinger, but she's the founder and organizer of CJ's Resolution Challenge. That's that annual New Year's race at the RB Winter State Park that gives runners a couple of crazy options. I don't know how a runner would decide. Maybe are one of these races super for somebody that can run a marathon that really has that kind of stamina and strength? Is that the key to some of this?
Well, it kind of depends on what you are hoping to achieve that day, I suppose, because I think actually both could be for the casual runner or both could be for the hardcore competitive runner. It just depends what you want to do that day.
All right, you have to decide. Yeah. I specialize in slow running a very short distance, so I'm sure there's a race there out there.
Yes.
You can walk it, right?
You can.
All right, well, fantastic. All right, well, let's talk about CJ's resolution. If folks have forgotten, it's usually on the first week of the new year, and this year it is January 5th, which is Saturday, so just a little bit over 2 weeks from right now. You've been out there in sub-zero weather, and you've been out there in some snowy weather, too.
Ice, sleet, yep.
You kind of did it all. So, remind folks about these unusual events at CJ's Resolution Challenge.
Okay. So, this is our sixth year, and from the very beginning, we've had a couple options. So, one is called RC Revolutions. The race is on a 1.6-mile loop. Both of the options run the same loop. So in RC Revolutions, your objective is to complete as many loops as you can in the 3-hour time limit. That said, many families will come up and they'll walk a single loop and call it good for the day. We have a couple people who will run a few laps, come into the pavilion and have some hot soup, go out, run some more laps, and kind of alternate like that. But then we have some people who run as hard as they possibly can for 3 hours and have done marathon distance on this frozen trail in January. So that's really impressive to see. The other option is called Last Man Standing. So that's on the same loop again, but it's a little bit different. The laps are timed. So the very first lap, runners will have 20 minutes to complete it. And they cannot start their second lap early. So they have to wait until the 20 minutes is up to begin their second loop, and then they'll have 19 minutes for that one. So that goes minute by minute until eventually runners are going about a 6 minute per mile pace. So that's very speedy for anyone who may not know. Very speedy, and about that time is when they've probably completed about 18 miles and are, you know, each lap has gotten progressively faster. So that's really cool to see. As people get eliminated, they can keep running if they want to. They're just out of the last man standing challenge. But it's really cool to stand at the finish line and watch this competition play out.
All right. So by the time you get going, you have men and women that are running 5-minute miles.
Oh, really fast. Really, really fast. Oh, okay. And I should also mention that there is a kids option, too. Kids 12 and under, as long as they're supervised, can also come out and do this race with their families. And the virtual option, too, for anyone who's out of town who may still want to support what we're doing, can register online. I'll send them the same medal that the live participants get. I'll send them the same beanie that the live participants get. And the only thing that I ask is that maybe they post what they did on Facebook, because it's a lot of fun for us to watch.
Right, and the race is only $18 to do, right?
For the kids. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, for kids, and $45 for adults. And it is a fundraiser for, we'll talk about that in a moment. So, let's say RC Revolutions, what's the most distance anybody has done? I know you have some folks that run like...
We have had someone do a marathon before, or just under. It was right around 26 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
It takes me 4+ hours to do that distance on a road.
Driving. Well, that's... Yeah. So, okay. Well, no, it didn't take 4 hours to drive 20 miles. But anyway, that is crazy. Okay, so almost a marathon. And the fastest time, do you have sub-5-minute times?
Nah, I think it's more around 5 to 6 people really get moving out there.
Oh,
it's
no,
so
it's,
cool.
It's always crazy when you see these fast runners. I go to 5Ks because my lovely bride runs, so I don't race, but I see it's always funny. Like, she'll take off in the race, and I know I got like a half an hour to wait, and then about 10 minutes later, boom, here come these fast runners, you know, young men and young women that are just super fast. Okay, so Last Man Standing, RC Revolutions, Kids Revolutions, and Virtual CJs. Back in the beginning, you said, okay, I want to have a fundraiser, but you didn't say, okay, well, let's just have a 5K walk and run. No, you said, no, this is going to be crazy.
Well, part of it was I needed to find a time that didn't have a lot of competition. So that was why January. I didn't want to have to worry about road permits and things, so that's why the park. Just something a little bit different. I like the looped course. It helps our volunteers and everything keep a close eye on our runners and participants. So I like just being able to be there for them in that way.
All right, so it's all compact. I mean, that 1.6 mile course, you can walk to any point on it.
Pretty much, yeah. And, you know, if you're halfway through that 1.6 miles and you're just like, nah, I'm kind of done, you can walk down the parking lot and get back to the pavilion with the hot soup. So that's kind of nice, too.
Right, yeah, you have refreshments, and you have a lot of volunteers who help you. And the proceeds benefit. I remember back in the beginning, proceeds were benefiting the ADMI that's run by Geisinger and Bucknell up in the Lewisburg area. And the Aiders program in the
past. That's Autism Diagnostics Evaluation Resources and Services in Montandon. Some other things that the race has supported has been a life skills kitchenette for the Northeast Bradford Elementary School, their life skills program. I know that Aiders has used some of their funding for first responder training, as far as that affects autistic people whenever they might encounter them in the public in these emergency situations. It's really, I feel like the money that we've donated has helped a lot of different causes, and it's all been in Pennsylvania. I'm kind of proud of that, too, that everything we've supported has stayed home.
Okay. Well, fantastic. And as for this year's beneficiary, you're still going through your thought processes there so that the individual is not yet selected, right?
Correct. That's correct. I've heard of a couple new programs that I wasn't aware of before, so I'm checking into them. So we'll see. Whatever we decide, and maybe we'll get enough that I can spread the wealth too, which is always fun. So whatever we decide, though, it will be fantastic.
All right. Well, and this is a fun day out there. Really, the whole family can go. There are kids' events. There's a kids' walk. So, I mean, honestly, even if your child is not old enough yet to participate in a mile, 1.6-mile run, the walk is fine, and families do that, and you do get a lot of people that walk.
Yeah. Well, and also, some of those kids are competitive. We've had some kiddos come out and run 6 miles.
Okay.
Or more. So, walkers are totally welcome. I love to see the families out there together.
All right, so the registration is $40, includes an embroidered beanie. Who embroiders all these beanies?
I'm glad you asked. Actually, we use a company called Spectrum Designs, and they employ autistic adults. So that's really important to me for this race to support autistic individuals in every way possible, or individuals with disabilities, it's really important for us to do that. So the beanies come from Spectrum Designs. The medals come from Elkwood Arts, which is a vocational program in Ridgeway, Pennsylvania, and they also provide vocational training for individuals with disabilities. And then our prizes, we have these canvases done for our top runners. Those come from L'Arche Mobile in Alabama. And that's a community of individuals with disabilities. And so the money that you give for your registration, it's already doing good work. So, like I said, it's always been important to us to support individuals in this way as much as possible.
And Falcon Race Timing, folks are familiar with them. They help out a lot of 5Ks around here. AW Entertainment is who?
AW Entertainment, that's Andre. He comes out and has kept music going for our event. He does a great job. He's very entertaining. So please, say thank you if you see him.
He's fun.
He's super fun.
I know that to be true. Okay. And best hot soup ever. Why not? Why don't I say something about that?
Yes. We really do. You have to come out just for the soup. That's also, you know, just included with your registration. We have soup. We have bread. We have baked goods. And, of course, some coffee and tea and all that. But I'm telling you, you go out there and it's 0 degrees. That soup is the best.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, it does sound good. That sounds inviting right there. So, and it is a fun event. You can just go out. If you know somebody who's racing, go out and cheer some folks on. Get some of the soup and make a little contribution there and participate in that way. All right, CJ's Resolution Challenge coming up. It is all limited to 3 hours of running and or walking Saturday, January 5th at 9 a.m. to noon at RB Winter State Park in Mifflinburg. And AccuWeather does have a long-term forecast saying just normal weather. You know, overnight low probably about 19 when you start and then 30-something when you're finished. So that's like a normal day with just a cloudy sky. But they'll readily admit their two-week forecast is their least reliable. So, but it shouldn't be too bad. So, all right. Well, I'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our conversation?
Just
please?
That if you would like to follow us on Facebook or Instagram, we're on there, CJ's Resolution Challenge. And if you want to go register, it's find us on resolutionchallenge.org.
All right, resolutionchallenge.org. Coming up, CJ's Resolution Challenge, the various races, plus the virtual race. You don't have to be in town. You can do it from home, which it does involve some running and or walking. I mean, if you're going to do it honestly, I guess, I'd say. But if you just want to make a fabulous contribution, they'd love to hear from you. And it's and all of your contributions go to things that directly impact and benefit individuals with autism. You don't give to a big organization where it just kind of disappears. You try to make sure that this money makes a difference. And you've been up in the $5,000-$7,000 range mm-hmm. with some of these contributions each year. So good for you.
Thank you
so much for coming in.
Thanks, Mark.
And Janelle Weaver, founder and organizer of CJ's Resolution Challenge. Again, resolutionchallenge.org.